Coming live once again, Missionary Enterprises. Today is Tuesday. Today is the 5th, March 5th. And we're coming live once again from Oshawa, Durham Region, Southern Ontario, Province of Ontario, Nation Canada, North America, the continent, yes. And this is live stream number 81. This is our last live stream regarding this playlist we had started on YouTube. All right. So we're going to keep doing live streams. Next week, we're going to have some more teachings and going to be different, a little bit different, quite a bit different, actually, longer. And so this is actually part two. Part two of a continuation of live stream number 79, which was what is the new birth, or what is the new birth and how does it take place in the life of a person? All right. So this is very key in understanding these things, especially the verses. All right. So I wrote here, are we born again by the Spirit? Are we born again by the Spirit? Or do we receive the Spirit after being born again? All right. So it's kind of, I'm not really contradicting myself in the way I pose that question. I'm just trying to get over this idea here. I wrote here, and we're going to look at a couple verses here. The moment the Spirit renews and regenerates our human spirit, because He's the one who does that, spirit to spirit, in order to indwell it, see, in order to indwell it, is the moment we are born of the Spirit, all right? The moment He regenerates our spirit is the moment we're born of the Spirit. Now, I wrote here, does He renew it first from the outside and then enters in, or does it all happen simultaneously? Does that make sense? It does to me, because I've been thinking like this for many years now. It's called critical thinking, theological critical thinking. I believe it is two operations in one. Okay? Regeneration and indwelling. Okay? Regeneration and indwelling. All right? Outside, He regenerates it, or does He regenerate when He enters in? I believe it's very close. It's very close, because He has to regenerate it. He has to. Titus 3:5, it talks about washing, renewing, and regeneration. Three huge operations of the Holy Spirit upon the human spirit of man. He's got to wash it. The washing, right? He's got to wash our spirit, because it's sin. It's sinful. It's a sin and death nature. He's got to wash it. He's got to renew it. And He's got to regenerate it. That word renewing is the same word found in Romans 12:2, the renewing of the mind. But here we're talking about not the mind, the spirit of man. And then the word regeneration, we looked at this before, palingenesia. Again, palin is again re, genesia, to get that spirit in the same condition that it was before the fall, back in the garden. And this is what gets us back in the garden. Not physically, obviously. I'm not in the Garden of Eden right now. But spiritually, we have access to the tree of life as we walk by faith and not by sight. The more you walk by faith, the more you have access to the tree of life. The more you eat from the tree of life. When you walk by sight, you're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Anyhow, so, and then in John 14:17, He says, He is with you and He will be in you. All right, I believe that's what it says in John 14:17. Let's go there really quick here. 14:17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, yes, yes. For He lives with you and will be in you. So the Holy Spirit was with the first disciples, like He was in some cases with the Old Testament saints. But He was with the disciples to go do the work. When Jesus said, you know, I give you authority, power, all that. go heal the sick, you know, go drive out demons, you know, go do what I was doing, and go, you know. So he was with them, but he was not in them yet. And this is what he's saying. He's going to be in you. So when he moves in, we call that the indwelling spirit. And perfect reference for that is Ephesians 3. Let's go look at Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. I don't like to complicate things, but sometimes theology complicates things a little bit. And it's got to be taught right. And I'll be doing more on this. So may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit. All right? The Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. And then verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ever ask or think according to the power. What power? The power of the Holy Spirit. Going back to verse 16. Right? That works within you. That's what it says right there. Works within us. Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. But my question was, does he regenerate us first from outside of our spirit so that he can move in? I believe it's simultaneously. Or it's one after the other. So quick. You know, I wrote on this years ago. The moment I got born again, I remember something changed. I remember something changed, but I don't remember the Holy Spirit coming in me. I don't remember that. I don't remember like there was a force that came inside of me and said, whoa, what was that? Huh. You know? No, I don't. I, you know? But I do remember, it's like, wow. You know? What happened to me? I saw what I saw, the conviction of sin and all that. I cried like a big baby at the age of 31. And I knew I was a changed man. Well, no kidding. I just got a new nature and I had the indwelling spirit. So we're going to touch on this down the road. I just want to make a short video here. We're on 7-minute mark. And I want more revelation on this as I meditate more and pray more in tongues. So I'm just going to leave you guys for now. Thank you. And learn, keep learning, share these things with people, God's people. And we're going to move on to something very good next week. Well, either or we're going to do a Facebook group video, Apostolic Networking. Great teaching, but I'm working on a new playlist for the YouTube channel. It's going to be specifically on key Bible verses. Yeah, I'm going to be teaching that out of the Greek, different things like that. It'll be longer, more detail. All right? So, anyhow, got to go for now. And I encourage all of you to walk in the fullness of your sonship by learning to walk in the fullness of the grace of God and of the faith of God, because it is faith that gives access to the grace of God. Shalom and amen.